it's really exciting to think about all the places we're going to visit. We're going to be spending time with the Seminole Tribe of Florida, their reservation in Brighton. We're going to be guests of cattle ranchers throughout the Kissimmee River Valley. And we're going to be seeing some of America's most vast and pristine wilderness. The trip begins going through the Shark River of Slough, where we'll be going through unmarked waterways through the open sawgrass and experiencing what I think is definitely the largest roadless wilderness in the East, but it might be the largest roadless wilderness in America. And then almost 100 days later, when we emerge out of Osceola National Forest, having just come through the Ocala National Forest and the springs and the timberlands into the Ocala to Osceola Corridor, we'll enter the Okefenokee Swamp. And the Okefenokee is, again, one of the most expansive wilderness areas in our country. And we're going to be kind of connecting these two great swamps with our 100-day journey.
Part of this trip is going to be on kayaks, part of it on foot. How do you determine the route? I mean, obviously you have to go through a lot of private land. Are you getting permission from private landowners, or are you going to knock on their doors? How does that work?
We've prearranged our entire route, and the 1,000-mile journey is based on celebrating existing conservation lands that are in public ownership or public management, as well as conservation opportunities on private landscapes. We'll be visiting a lot of cattle ranches, timberlands, and citrus groves in areas where the landowners have expressed interest and willingness to engage in conservation programs, many of which are offering some opportunities for them in the present time.
What about the timing, the impetus for this? Obviously, there isn't a lot of money in Tallahassee to fund any new acquisition of public lands. Why did you choose this time in particular for this trip?
I think this is our last chance to get it right when it comes to some of the critical linkages throughout the state. There's still a possibility for a bear, a panther, or a person to walk from the Everglades all the way to Georgia, staying largely on natural land. But if we don't plan with that in mind, some of those windows could close on us in the near future.
Now, are you looking for maybe public-private partnerships? Are you looking for public acquisition of these corridors?
What I'm looking to do is raise awareness for the opportunity we have to keep natural Florida connected. In terms of what happens to physically protect different landscapes, we want to point to a lot of the different initiatives that are out there that can help make that happen. One which we all know about in the state is Florida Forever. Florida Forever has done a great job of prioritizing lands based on their landscape connectivity value and keeping some funding available for Florida Forever to either acquire land or maybe even better, buy conservation easements on private landscapes. We can accomplish a lot of the connectivity goals. In addition to that, the Fish Eating Creek conservation easements were nearly 30,000 acres of new land protected through conservation easements by the USDA's Wetland Reserve Program. And at this very minute, plans are being worked out for an Everglades Headwaters National Wildlife Refuge and Conservation Area. So that would be, you know, one of the more exciting synergies with our walk and our path and our timing with this broad national initiative out of the Department of Interior, working closely with Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission and ranchers throughout the Kissimmee River Valley to create a new refuge and, in my mind, even more importantly, a 100,000-acre conservation area, which includes that many acres of conservation easements on private ranch lands. And it's not just about wildlife, but this story is largely about water. 7 million people live within the Everglades watershed and rely heavily on that for water supply. So the things we need to do to provide water supply and water quality also happen to be the things we need to do to improve wildlife habitat, hunting and recreational activities, and sustain agriculture.
Okay, sounds fun. I hope you have your mosquito repellent handy.
Well, yeah, we should.
Carlton Ward, thank you very much for your help.
Oh, you're very welcome.
But
support for coverage of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition comes from the Mosaic Company,